Soul Talk Podcast is your guide to all things wellness. On this podcast, you'll find many episodes with the scope and focus on health, wellness, and life. Welcome to episode 43 of Soul Talk Podcast. So this episode is about the new moon in Capricorn, which takes place on the 11th of January, which is a Thursday, so a couple of days from now. I'm just getting this out nice and early for you so that you can listen and learn and understand and obviously connect then with the moon and start to prepare your intentions and all of that. So the new moon in Capricorn marks quite obviously the beginning of a new cycle, just as every new moon does. So every new moon we're encouraged to let go and prepare for the new cycle ahead, and set intentions and all of that. But I'll give you a wee bit of a more in-depth overview of the moon on this episode. So this particular new cycle is actually just saying goodbye to the end of the Sagittarius new moon cycle, which was last month, and now we welcome the Capricorn new moon cycle. So it officially means that it's Capricorn season, which is lovely for me. I love this because I'm Capricorn. So this is the case, just to explain, this is what happens, and this is the case each new moon. So as each new moon occurs, it takes us into the new season. So it's not just a new moon in Capricorn, it's also the beginning of Capricorn season, and then, you know, we stay in that Capricorn season until the next new moon, and then it changes to, you know, the sign that that's in, and just keeps moving and moving. So the last season that we were in was Sagittarius, because the last new moon was the new moon in Sagittarius, and we just keep going from there. So we're now in the new moon in Capricorn, heading into the Capricorn season, and this new moon specifically symbolizes new beginnings and learning new skills. It symbolizes making the first move as well. So whatever that might mean for you in your life, it could be with regards to the most obvious thing that might come to your mind, you know, a relationship, or maybe asking someone out, making the first move in that respect. But also it could be making the first move with regards to having an awkward conversation with your boss, or, you know, asking for a pay rise, or having a conversation with family members, or having a conversation in your own relationship. It could also be related to property, literally a move. Making the first move. And Capricorn is a cardinal earth sign, so it's all about staying grounded and focused, but allowing the water element of the moon sign Cancer to flow in and help you to move with ease and trust the flow of your life. So it's kind of like the yin yang. So the yang being the Capricorn is a more masculine energy sign, even though it's grounded and earthy, and the moon sign being the Cancer sign, which brings in the balance and the feminine energy and the water element. So we're encouraged at this time to look at where we could add more flow to our lives. So where could things be a bit less or a lot less rigid? And we're encouraged to look at our controlling behavior. So are you a control freak? I'm Capricorn, so I know the true meaning of being a control freak, and I'm actually just back from a 4-day camper van trip around Ireland, which really highlighted to me my controlling nature. And I don't mean that like, you know, abusive controlling. I just mean in the sense of like not knowing what was happening, for where you're staying from one day to the next, and, you know, having such loose plans is lovely in theory, but in reality, sometimes it can make us feel really unsafe, and unsupported, as we want to have all the answers and we have this fear of the unknown. You know, you want to know everything, you want to be able to control everything, you want everything to be okay, you don't want any failures and all of that. So looking at controlling behavior has actually been one of my greatest spiritual journeys, or one of the greatest spiritual lessons and undoings of my spiritual journey. And I'm still very much on that journey, of course. But it's all, you know, it's been about leaning into trust and intuition, which I have gotten really good at. But the need to know and the fear of unknown always creeps in like a hunting gremlin, because I always need to know what's happening. So if this is you also, don't just take it that you're a control freak, full stop. For me, knowing this and leaning into this led me to discover my childhood and my childhood, you know, my beliefs and what I learned from childhood, and to look at why I'm a control freak and why I need to know everything. So in that area, you know, I really leaned into that and learned that and realized that growing up my parents were split up. So during the weekdays I was with my mum, and then on the weekends I was with my granny and my dad, and I was always packing a bag and I always had somewhere to be, you know, and there was never an issue. This wasn't I didn't knowingly find this traumatic or unsettling at the time. I was just used to it wasn't an issue. But as an adult now, I realize that this is something that I struggle with, because I need to know what is happening. And even if I'm going away overnight, like, I will literally pack everything in my house but the kitchen sink. And thankfully I have a really patient partner who doesn't mind giving me great detail on what's happening, like, at all times. So even if we're chilling on a Saturday night, I'm like, okay, so what's the plan tonight? Like, tell me everything, like, what are we doing from the second we get into the house, and, you know, what are we gonna watch, and what, like, it's funny and we laugh about it, but I'm like, bear with me while I just work on this side of myself that I'm clearly still very much working on. So I bring that in to talk about that in this episode, just because I think that it's very relevant and a very necessary conversation for people. And also by me sharing this, who knows who it might help. And that's the whole purpose of the podcast, is to help the listeners with their lifestyle and healing journey. And yeah, like, it is a response to childhood. You know, trauma sounds like a big scary word, but, you know, feeling insecure or feeling like a lack of safety or a lack of you know, like, home life and support can be traumatic for a child. And, you know, I think the lack of steadiness really affected me. And so this is the type of work that inner child healing has really helped me with. So I offer this work to women on a one-to-one basis, as you know. To book, you can contact me via Instagram or email, and we'll put all the notes in the bio of this episode in the notes section, just as usual. But it's just important to acknowledge that, you know, that that need to control and need to know, as well as any other beliefs or traits or even triggers that we have, is all related to stuff that we need to heal as well, or that we need to be aware of. So anyway, back to the new moon in Capricorn. So the new moon in Capricorn, it said that this lunar transit is hard working, and there's a lot of stamina, there's potent dedication, and so you might get a surge of energy to push into plans and go quite hardcore with work and ideas and new projects. And that's all good, you know, that's really great to have that creative surge. I'm feeling it a lot, which is amazing. Like, even on the road trip around Ireland, I got a lot of writing done. I actually wrote this episode, and a couple of other episodes, and I got a lot of reading done and had a lot of ideas. I had a meeting on the road just with my partner about different ideas that I had. But I kind of class it as a meeting so that we would get shit done. But it's important at this time just to keep reminding yourself, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere with me, that you're still winter. So we're in winter with nature. It's not the time to surge and burn out. So go slow, write down your ideas, don't jump the gun, savor your energy, take note of all that you want to do or all the ideas and creative energy that comes into you. Make note of it all, take the time to evaluate in preparation of spring, where you'll then put that energy to good use. So spring equinox isn't actually officially until March. But thankfully we're not in winter until then. We start to see the beginning of spring on the 1st of February, which is St. Bridget's Day, and in bulk on the Celtic Wheel. So that's nice that we can start to bring that energy in from the 1st of February, but go slow until then, and even after that, you know, gently let yourself ease in to the flow. And It, you know, it's hard to stop when you get the creative flow. It's hard to stop. So go with it, but just go steady. As I say, don't make big decisions or get ahead of yourself or go hard. Just take stock and take note and move with ease. So when I was writing this episode, I was actually at this part. I actually was like kind of seeing the energy of the Jaguar. You know, like the Jaguar sort of moving with purpose, cat-like energy, for preparing to step into what you want to do and who you want to be. So it's also a good time now to make a plan for the year ahead. So are you happy in your career? Are you wanting to travel? Do you have a calling to study? Lean into that. Connect with that and let your intuition and body guide you. My big issue with study has been that I feel like I need to always be doing courses, otherwise I'm in no way, shape or form accredited to be doing any of the work that I want to do. So be aware of that as well, you know, look at maybe where you're being called to study, if this is relevant for you, and tune into the intuition of yourself and your body as well. You know, is it needed? Is it necessary? Is it relevant? Are you wanting to study because you don't trust in your own ability? So that's something to consider as well. Capricorn is symbolized by the sea goat, and the sea goat is about manifesting spiritually, and manifesting spirituality. So if you're on a journey where you're wanting to dive into that a wee bit deeper, this is a really great time for sitting down with the new moon in Capricorn, actually on the evening of the new moon in Capricorn, which, as I say, is the 11th of January, and to lean into that potent energy and set your intentions, and also, you know, connect with your guides and your ancestors, and call in their energy, connect with spirit and ask spirit to guide you with what you want. One of the great tools that I've learned from my mentor is my spiritual mentor, who is Lee, from Soul Self Mastery on social media, and online you'll find her as Soul Self Mastery. She gave me the technique of, when you're not really sure about what's going on, or if you need to see a situation more clearly, or if you need like more guidance on something, you simply say, I would say it three times. You say, spirit, drop me into observation mode, and just let, you know, that settle in, and allow yourself just to lean in and be guided to what comes up. The seagull represents the masculine energy, as the mountains represent the masculine, and the water then represents the feminine. So if you imagine a seagull, and again, I'm just back from traveling down around, where was I? I'm trying to think. I think it was like more like west of Ireland. And it was, we went to County Sligo, Ochrazed, and then we went to Achill Island, and then we moved on up then to Enniscrone. But when we were in Achill Island, you should have seen the sea goats, like the sea goats and, you know, the mountain goats just all around the cliffs of the water. And you're almost waiting on them falling in, but they're just so, like, they've got so much stamina, they've so much masculine energy, they're up in the mountains. And I felt that was really prominent to be seeing all that at this time as well. And, you know, the potency, so sorry, just on that, you could connect with the sea goat and ask him for guidance as well in the new moon in Capricorn. And maybe use it as your animal guide for the new moon in Capricorn or for Capricorn season. So the potency then of the new moon in Capricorn is actually guiding us to review where in our lives we need balance. So it's not about work-life balance. It's not just about work-life balance, although that is very important. But it's also encouraging us to look at our relationships. Are you giving too much away and not getting enough back in return? Are you, you know, in terms of energy, in terms of everything, or vice versa? Do you need to balance your spending? A big thing I notice about myself is that I get so wrapped up in my inner work and learning more about how I can help my clients, etc. And, you know, I'm always reading educational books about the mind-body connection or healing or trauma or spirituality, that I sometimes, I have to very often actually have a word with myself about this and remind myself to read for fun and enjoyment and do more things for fun. And sometimes I realise how long it's been since I've actually sat and painted for enjoyment, or how long it's been from I've actually read a book just for the crack, like just to actually enjoy it. And actually one book that I read months back, I promised myself I would start to read more books just for enjoyment, a wee while back. So I read Sally Rooney, Beautiful World, Where Are You? It's such a, oh my God, I cannot put it down. Such a good book. And I've read all her books, so I really, really, really enjoyed it. And then, sure, I haven't read anything for enjoyment since, because I'm currently reading Feed Your Demons, Feeding Your Demons. And it's very good, but again, it's like a 5-step process to connecting with your demons and moving through your fears and your traumas and stuff. So I'm back to that again, but I just have to, as a Capricorn, just have to constantly remind myself to like have fun. You know, my daily sacred practices are such a big part of my daily routine that it can make things pretty structured. So in terms of like having cacao and somatic shaking and pulling cards for guidance and cleansing crystals and working with crystals and all that, it's important to just remember to have fun and enjoy the moments and be present with myself. And maybe that's relevant for you too. And sometimes doing nothing at all is actually where it's at. So one of my favourite sayings is from one of my favourite books and films, Eat, Pray, Love. And the saying is in Italian and it's dolce e niente. It means the sweetness of nothing. So what else? Capricorns are known to be constructively logical, practical, resourceful, disciplined, wise, ambitious, to be driven, to be self-starters, and always focusing on long-term goals and plans. So it's almost like there's like a long-term goal always with the Capricorn, rather than being focused on the present moment, which is, you know, being focused on the present moment is one of my huge spiritual practices. So you can only imagine how hard that can be for me, as my mind always wanders. And I'm always trying to, like, you know, move on to the next thing and, you know, make things successful in terms of my work and learning and all of that. Actually, a family member said to me when I was a kid, oh my God, you will just never be happy. You're just always moving on, like, to the next thing. You're always changing your mind. And I felt like that was a really negative thing about myself. And now I realize that it's actually a really great quality to have, because it's ambition. And now I know that it comes from being a Capricorn, but still it needs balanced. So Capricorns are known to be hardworking, responsible, committed, etc. You get the picture. So, you know, the problem with Capricorns is, and with the Capricorn energy that might, you know, be around you now, is just to remind you to have fun, let your hair down. And how at this time as well, is it's a question for you to think about, is how at this time of the new moon in Capricorn can you balance these traits and energies that are coming through at this lunation? So, like, were you being really stuck and rigid and maybe arrogant or stubborn? Where could you bring more fluidity in, and where could you go with the flow a wee bit more? How can you get the balance of the hard worker in you to get your work-life balance steady? So how can you get that balance right when it comes to work? And where can you have more fun and relax to be more present? And also, what does your inner child need? So I'm actually going to be recording a Connecting Your Inner Child meditation. So keep an eye out in the podcast for that. By the time you're listening to this, it might actually already be live. So have a wee look. But it is really worthwhile connecting with your inner child for growth and expansion and healing. It's really, really worthwhile help. Really, really worthwhile work. It's helped me massively. So with this potent Capricorn energy, we have the chance to create some serious order in our lives. So it's a time to make some solid plans and to set the stage for reaping rewards from our new beginnings. So as little or as big as they may be, in approximately 2 weeks time after the full moon occurs, you can start to notice maybe the goals and intentions that you've set on the new moon in Capricorn on the 11th of January. And then, so the full moon that I'm referring to is the full moon in Leo, which takes place on, let me see, Thursday the 25th of January. So keep a wee eye out for that episode as well. And look, it might not happen as quick as that. Some sources say that it will. Other, you know, like, in reality, it can take a lot longer. So patience, inviting some patience in as well. One of Capricorn's lessons also is acceptance of the concept that reasonable boundaries and rules actually offer us freedom. So this is freedom from worry and chaos, for example, freedom from our fears, freedom from whatever we are stuck in, usually it's fears and worry and stuck in maybe toxic relationships, stuck in jobs that we hate, stuck living where we don't love and all that. So setting goals for ourselves allows us to focus on what really matters. I thought it was really important as well to mention here that acceptance is a great tool for us to be able to work with, and I feel that energy coming in with this new moon as well in Capricorn. Just that if we can't forgive a person, for example, we can work on getting to a place of acceptance of them or of the situation. So in general, when we accept a situation or person wholeheartedly, it allows us to let go with awareness and break the grip of trying to control or fix or being stuck in a web of unhappiness and discontentment. So forgiveness is a really important tool to bring into our lives. So it kind of just helps to disconnect us from if we're angry or we don't forgive someone or we're holding a grudge, that's taking up a lot of our energy. Some of us will be really hurt and not be able to forgive or not be in a place to forgive just yet. So inviting in acceptance can help us to break free from the tie of whatever the situation is with another person, or, you know, even acceptance or forgiveness of ourselves for maybe how we treat ourselves or maybe how we've treated other people, you know, some stuff that we might feel guilty or ashamed of. So if you can't forgive, then can you accept and then revisit at a later date and try to forgive? So this lunation harmonizes with Uranus, so pointing to strong intuition. So it's a time of strong intuition and a feeling of progress. So notice any progress that you're making in your life. It's a good time now, at the start of this new calendar year as well, to sit down with your journal or even just with yourself and look back at this exact time last year. Where were you? What were you doing? Where were you living? What job were you working? Who were you spending most time with? How were you feeling? Were you in a good headspace? Just to sort of review all of that. And also to look at healthy, you know, to look at your relationships and look at, are they healthy? What could you change? What could, you know, what could be better? What could be, or what are you grateful for in your relationships? And also I just actually found, I can't remember the source now, but it was talking about how this particular moon, the new moon in Capricorn, affects people born with personal planets and points at approximately 17 to 25 degrees of the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn most significantly will be affected, and obviously Capricorn. Mostly. So some other things happening this month, on the 4th of January, which is past, Mars entered Capricorn. So Mars is the masculine, and so firstly I'd encourage you to look at where Mars is in your chart, or what sign is in Mars in your chart. So for me that's Taurus, and that's like the bull ram energy again, just so like you couldn't even write it. Like all I seen on my Ireland trip was rams everywhere, absolutely everywhere. It was actually funny because I'm just like picking up the messages and symbolism and saying, okay, I hear you. And then another thing that is happening in January, so happening this month, is that Mercury enters Capricorn. And I'm just going to read out a few wee notes from cafeastrology.com because I just have the notes in front of me and I want to be quite accurate. And as you know, I'm not an astrologist, so all of my information is either intuitive or taken from different sources, and very often a mixture of both. So Cafe Astrology says that when Mercury is in Capricorn, our thinking is methodical and our focus is sober and practical. It's easier to concentrate on the task at hand under this influence. Our conversations may be quite realistic or focused on business or practical matters. Our thought patterns and communication styles become more logical, orderly and organized. So we're encouraged to, and we're able to sort out what's relevant and essential, and sort of discard what isn't. Realism enters the picture. Our speech is no nonsense, which is typically the Capricorn approach. It's like a no bullshit, zero tolerance approach. And precision becomes important to us. So our survival instincts are strong. We're interested in what will benefit us in the long term. Again, a very Capricorn energy. Again, another Capricorn energy is that we're not interested in the fluff. We prefer to get right to the point or to the bottom line. So this is where me and my partner clash heads, because he's Virgo and he is like a real perfectionist, but he really takes his time with things, and he's, and I'm like, oh my god, just get to the point, just get it done. So communication at this time can be somewhat guarded or cautious, and similarly not very floral or expressive. So a very logical time, and we may prefer at this time a very methodical approach to studying or work. And we need to be wary at this time of, it says on Cafe Astrology, of becoming too rigid in our thinking, because we might come across as cold or harsh. So yeah, it really is a time to look at your schedule, look at your plans, make solid and realistic plans, and get organized. It's a favorable time to advise, teach, or guide. So, you know, look at where that might fit into your work and help you be more practical in your work to benefit from this. And it just says that our reactions are sensible, cool, and level-headed while Mercury is in Capricorn. So it all sounds very, very positive. So that's a lot of information. So what I'm going to do now is, and I know I've been talking a lot about the inner child and connecting to the inner child and inner child work. So we're going to close with an exercise to help you to connect with your inner child in terms of activities and, you know, what she liked to do. I'm going to say she for the purpose of this episode, and really because my work is with women. You know, if your man listening to this, you obviously can also do this work as well. I usually do just work with women, but if you're a man listening to this and you feel like you need guidance in this area, I would also be open to exploring and working with you. So give me a shout on socials, or email me, or whatever you fancy. Now this is just a really sort of whistle stop tour. This is just a really short wee connection, literally just a couple of minutes. I will, as I say, record a longer, more in-depth episode on this. Keep a wee eye out. It might be already live. If it's not, it will be soon. I also wanted to say that if you're not already signed up to my newsletter, all you have to do is email carla@wildflow.co. Everyone always asks what's the rest of the email. It's just carla@wildflow, W-I-L-D, flow.co, C-O. If you email and just let me know that you'd like to be signed up, then I'll get you added to the email list. It's a nice wee e-sign that goes out sort of every other week, usually once a month-ish, just to give you an overview on what's happening with me and what's happening with my services and with the podcast and things like that. So, okay, so what we're going to do now is I'm just going to ask you to, you can pause this, you can go get comfortable and set yourself up. You can even just sit where you are, stand or lie down where you are. If you're in the car driving, obviously don't close your eyes. But if you are anywhere just in a safe space where you can close your eyes, then prepare to do that. So close your eyes, soften your face, soften your jaw, take a few deep breaths. So take a big deep breath in through the nose and a long exhale through the mouth. Big deep breath in through the nose and a long exhale through the mouth. And again, a big deep breath in through the nose and a long exhale through the mouth. And then just for the next few moments, just begin to breathe in through the nose for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold the breath for 7, 6, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then release the breath through the nose for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then we'll begin again. So we're breathing in for 4. Go ahead on your own, just work away, breathing in for 4. Hold the breath for 7 if that feels okay. If you're an anxious person, don't. Or if you're feeling anxious, don't hold the breath. And just exhale right away for 8. And you can shorten this breathing, you know, if breathing in for 4 and out for 8 is too much. Just make the exhale longer than the inhale. This is just to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, bringing us into rest and digest, bringing us into a state of trust and safety for connecting with the inner child. So just a few more breaths here. And again, you can take as many breaths as you need to. All you have to do is pause me and then come back when you're ready. And now I'm just going to ask you to remember back to when you were young. I'm going to ask you to think back to what you used to love doing. Maybe it was painting, maybe it was drawing, maybe it was climbing fences and running around forests, playing in your back garden, going to the park. Maybe there was games that you liked to play, like snakes and ladders, or this is a controversial one, cribby or Kirby, whatever you call it. I call it cribby. Maybe you like going to the beach. Maybe there was games that are not a thing right now that you can think of. Maybe there was there a type of food that you loved to eat, or a type of ice cream flavor that you loved? What about old snacks? Like, I'm thinking of Lanky Larry's for me. And Lovell bars. Were there things that you used to eat as a kid, like your favorite snack that you would have bought on the way to school, or something that you would add at the youth club, or maybe something that your mummy used to cook for you, your favorite meal as a kid? So this is not really how we would access inner child work. This is just, we usually go through our triggers to get to or our emotions or trauma to get to the inner child work. But this is just a little, a short little way for you to connect with the inner child, just so that you can remember the parts of you that maybe you're not honoring anymore, because, you know, maybe you've grown up and you don't play cribby anymore or whatever. But you can do all of these things. So take a moment just to connect with her. Notice how it feels. See yourself playing the game. Notice who was with you. See yourself eating your favorite childhood food or snack. Remember how you got it. Where did you go to get it? How did you buy it? How much did it cost? Just taking a moment to acknowledge any memories or thoughts or emotions or parts of yourself that has come up with this connection. In preparation of a more in-depth meditation, take a few moments to spend time with her. Ask her, is there anything that she's missing or anything that she wants to tell you? And when you're ready, just coming back to yourself. So you can do this for as long or as often as you wish. As I said, the connecting with your inner child episode, I'm going to do it in 2 parts. So it's going to be part 1, an overview of what it is, what it means, what the work is. And then there's going to be the actual meditation itself. So that'll be episode 44 and 45 of the podcast, so keep an eye out for that. And as always, thank you so much for listening. If you do want to reach out about any of my work, you know, you can contact me on your preferred platform. If you want to be added to the mailing list, also drop me a message about that. And thank you so much. Happy new moon in Capricorn.